Merry Christmas by Woman of Bones. A wheelchair arrives on Christmas Eve. This, her present. 44 years of multiple symptoms has left her sclerotic. This beauty, now confined to a close relationship with an aide. This will be her legs. And my legs, are they wasted on me? 'Cause I defer walking always till tomorrow. Sitting is my friend. Should I feel sin for my malay? Still, there is always another still. My mind jogs constantly, so I do run then. Through the mire of polluted politics with its syphilitic propaganda. And I watch. I always watch the twitching curtains meander maliciously. They predator her disability. They hawk with envy. They bitter snap. These beakish dociles with glittering parcels of credit bulging under their decapitated trees. They tut-tut how much tax. Then they turn away and feed on more discontented, wide-eyed Westminster rumours socially manifesting more malignant myths. But there is always another but. The truth is never far from home, 'cause I heard it on my heart bone crack. We're all being fucked from behind, whether we choose to bend over or not. And they, well, they have forgot what their legs were really born for, to walk closer. Her hair always looks nice, highlighted with moments of still being a woman. She is not a charity. She told me. Her skin bleeds the same colour as theirs, her nails still pedicured pink for her, her vagina still waxed for her, her lips still move feminine for her, more pretty to envy from those who feel she deserves no self-esteem, no pleasure, no luxury on their earnings. She deserves only to chronic in a cold, malevolent mood, to lay female flat. This will make them happy. Those that pay more for someone to look after their dog than they do their relatives with a disability or their elderly or anyly. They warm their claws on the slumbering of her soul. And what do I think? Well, I think Christmas spirit is broken in my street. And money talks too much, but says nothing I would use to wipe my arse with.